There are two keys to doing the swish pattern successfully. The first is speed, and the second is being able to find the trigger for the unwanted state or behavior. The swish pattern must be done quickly. This is because the brain always learns quickly. For instance, if I showed you a scene from a movie, and I showed you one frame a day, and a movie normally runs at around about 24 frames per second, if I showed you a frame a day, then over a year you'd probably see maybe 10 seconds or so of the movie. If I then came to you at the end of the year and said, what happened in the scene, you wouldn't be able to tell me, because you'll have got the movie too slow. It's the same with the swish pattern. The brain always learns quickly, so the swish pattern must be done very, very fast, and at such a pace that your client's conscious mind can't keep up with the process that's going on. The second key is being able to find the trigger for the unwanted state or behavior. We need to work with the client to actually find this. So when they say, well, I feel bad, or I bite my nails, the next question you need to ask them is, how do you know it's time to feel bad? How do you know it's time to bite your nails? When do you do it? And work with the client until you get a trigger which is external. Once they have the trigger, previous examples I gave you, whenever I feel under pressure to answer a question, I bite my nails. Obviously, how do you know it's time? Well, I feel under pressure to answer a question. We then ask the question, when you think of that, do you have a picture? The swish pattern is a visual process. It's a visual technique. So we need to get the picture that actually triggers the unwanted state or behavior.